So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time, Dom's Money Melody. Big prize today, a pair of tickets to our event 6 days away with Scott Jennings. And Scott Jennings, now another shot, but there's going to be so much to talk about. Dylan Douglas just did a podcast interview at Sirius saying, isn't it a bit creepy? He said to apologize. He'd like to have a seafood dinner with my mom. Oh, my God. Is he happily married or not? Oh, man. Put this kid back in the ring. Come on. And he's saying, I'm not a well-honed debater. He's a professional. I'm just a guy. Oh, my God.
I suppose that's the way to go, but then, I don't know, don't ask for another seat at the table.
No, exactly right. Yeah. Do not do that. So worried about, he didn't comment yet. That's not gotten out there. Jennings on my show yesterday calling Michael Douglas elderly. All righty, 855-839-1210. So we got the fuel standard update coming out here. Being unveiled, and I don't know if this is by executive. I think Congress will have to get involved, but this is all about affordability, that the median price of a new car is $50,000. So we got the Trump administration wanting to lower what they have to meet as a standard on miles per gallon. And as a result of that, the claim is, and we'll see the facts on it, how much will that reduce the price of a new car? $50,000 median, though. I still kind of have questions at that figure because I'm thinking of the number of cars that are under $50,000. You know, is there some vehicle that's really popular? Is it a truck or something like that? That so many of them are bought that are new that it puts it over that. Okay, and the other thing that's going on is the Minnesota scandal. We're working to bring you one of the guys, Chris Rufo, or his co-writer, that really pushed this until now it's become headline news. It's over a $1 billion scam. And the argument is you have 80,000 people in Minnesota who have not assimilated, will not assimilate, and now we're sending ICE there to see how many are here illegally. Trump taking away the temporary protective status, and rightfully so. They elect people like Ilhan Omar, and they have been caught up in massive fraud and abuse of over $1 billion, and some of that going to terrorist groups in Somalia. You put all of it together, and you see how difficult this is, what a big deal this is. All right, it's 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is just push #1210 and we'll get you on board. This is cut 25. So last night, Caitlin Collins had on Scott Jennings, which is always good stuff, and somebody else, another foil. They were talking about, as the election results came in from Tennessee, that this candidate was the right type of candidate to win that race and that she made a big impact. Here's how it sounded.
Can I ask you on that? Because you said that she ran on defund the police. There were her past comments on that, but she said that that was basically when she was a private citizen, before she was representing the state legislature. I mean, that wasn't like a core tenet of her campaign. She talked about affordability. So I think my question is do you really think that's what every Democrat looks like? I mean, I don't think that was the main, that was something, the criticism of hers, obviously, in past comments, but that wasn't the, you know, tenet of her campaign or anything.
She got asked about it repeatedly and refused to back away from it. And look, I'm just telling you, this is what Democrats believe, and this is what their base wants. It's why she wouldn't go back on it. I was just a private citizen. Oh, my gosh, we've never held what you said as a private citizen against you in a political campaign. For goodness sakes, what a ridiculous way to just maintain a position that nobody likes. This is the median Democrat position. She is the median Democrat candidate, and that's what their base wants. So that's what we're in for, and Republicans need to draw bright lines on this stuff in every race in the country.
That's exactly right. So I'm on Newsmax today before the show with a guy once a week I spar with. They're asking me the takeaways from this. They asked him, and he said, we need to have people that are every bit as progressive as this woman who lost. That's what people want. That's where the Democrat Party's going. Now, if that's true, if these are the candidates they put up, we're going to win in the midterms, despite all the other stuff the media is telling you. And Caitlin Collins allowing this woman to say, well, she held that position when she was a private citizen. She doesn't deny it now. She just doesn't emphasize it because somebody's told her, no, we're not backing you. It's a loser. Do not. I'm looking, by the way, as we speak, at some of the dimensions of the fraud that went on in Minnesota. Taxpayer dollars, some of it federal, some of it our money, some of it going to terrorists. Is there any wonder that Trump is going to zone in on this? Remember, right before the election itself, zoning in what was going on in small town America. We had them on. Henry got them on from Charleroi recently, where all the businesses closed down. Now you have like 10,000 people from Haiti there. This stuff is fraught with difficulty because you have groups that will not assimilate. There's nothing that's going to make them assimilate. And as a result, you end up with them thinking this is fine. This is a corrupt government. Take money from them. Do whatever you want. ICE going in there the next couple of days is going to raise a lot of hackles also. All right, let me go to Joe in South Philly. Joe, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Joe.
Good afternoon, Dom. Great show as usual. Great show.
Thank you, Joe.
Now, Dom, yes, Dom, you're an educator. I think you'll appreciate what I'm going to tell you. The Cherry Hill School District is about to embark on a new program, Don. It's called Enrollment Rebalancing. Now, Don, when I read that, I said, what is that? Well, when you read the article to its conclusion, they expect an influx of new students.
Right.
Now, these students are not part of this regular student body. Now, Don, I'll bet you anything they're illegal immigrants now. I bet you anything.
Yeah, I read about this. Because, it's their middle schools. They're going to redistribute and all that. Yeah, but the Inquirer is not curious about the fact that you're bringing up.
No. The Inquirer is so to the left anymore. I mean, you know, that's what happened to that newspaper.
I will keep my eye on it, Joe. Thank you very much. I would tell them, hey, give a call over to Lincoln. I got to get over there one day just to see what it's like in the opening bell as people go into their trailers.
Taking all its glory.
Yeah, trailers that taxpayers are paying unbelievable amount of money for in Philadelphia. Are they complaining? No, not that much. I don't see the outrage in Philadelphia. It's fine. In America, the whole freshman class going to school in a trailer. Wow, it's overcrowded. Yeah, what's the reason, to Joe's point? No, we don't want to talk about that. We don't want to get into that. All right, coming up after Money Melody, DJ and Roe both gave me this. Roe is now part of the research team. In time for Delaware Day on December 7th, people for the ethical treatment of animals have a proposal to the state legislature that's being considered. It's pretty liberal there, urging them to make Delaware the state to require a minimum of 3 dog walks a day. For most dogs, a walk is a real relief, pun intended, a chance to sniff the neighborhood news along with their sensitive snouts. The requirement is 3 walks a day. All right, I need to hear from dog owners.
Oh, boy.
Can you imagine? When are you getting the 3rd walk in? If you're doing the walk before you go to work,
right,
you're doing the walk
after,
when you come home.
Yeah.
When are you doing the 3rd
walk? Before bed?
Yeah, that's
paying
right.
Someone
so,
to come over?
Yeah. 10 or 11 o'clock at night is the 3rd door. And who's keeping track of this?
Now, someone come to your door every night?
Yeah, I believe I'm right. The Philadelphia doesn't have any requirement about walking your dog. At least that's what we were told once. Now, I don't know how you would enforce it, but you would think walking the dog is something. I don't know. I don't know what the requirements are in each county Philadelphia.
And what does a walk entail? Is that just going outside?
Yeah.
You got to hit, a certain mileage.
Should you require that of a dog owner?
No.
We were told no, they don't.
It's what having a dog's about. Like, if you're not willing to undertake, taking them out, going for walks and stuff, I wouldn't. No.
Probably not. It's an air. Well, I ask some dog owners.
I bet
Philadelphia is more lenient on this than others. Now, how would they know? Well, people would report it.
Oh, that would be the whole thing. It'd be a snitch line.
This was in the neighborhood where the dog was just kept on a porch in all kinds of weather. Mm-hmm. So,
those people, feel free to call the snitch line.
But. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's, something's got to be. What are you going to do about it?
But, someone would be like, I haven't seen them walk their dog in days.
Well, days. True. But, I mean, if they just keep it on a porch and they don't do anything,
Yeah, that's abuse.
That's abuse. That's what I think. But 3 times a day. Oh, my goodness. All right. 855-839. I need some dog owners to tell us what you think about that. But first, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
That is right. Today we're playing for a pair of reserve tickets to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT's Policy and Pints with the aforementioned Scott Jennings, hosted by Dom Giordano on Tuesday, December 9th, the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. For tickets and information, visit 1210WPHT.com. That's where you go. Get those tickets now. Mm-hmm. And remember, I recommend the meet and greet. It's going to be great backstage for an hour or so. Henry, what do you have?
Yeah, Dom. So today on the side question, we're asking for that all-time power couple. And an all-time power couple in their own right, for better or for worse, were Ike and Tina Turner. Obviously a very gifted musical duo with, some hysterics off the away from the microphone. But one of their better renditions of a song would be Proud Mary.
So, all time.
So I'm simply
Mick Jagger ripping off the skirt. I don't know if you could do it today. If Tina Turner at Live Aid.
Yeah, no.
You can't beat that as a, yeah, my God, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, one way to get people to tune in.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah.
So I'm going to play you a rendition of Proud Mary. I want to know the language or the country in which it hails from. Now, let me say something about this one. Even Kirk has not figured out where this cover is coming from,
where in the
world. So let me give you some hints about this country. Unfortunately, there's really not a lot of famous people, at least not to Americans, in this country.
Okay.
The most famous person I can point to was a dictator, a communist dictator who is one of the more violent people noted throughout history, and under his 4-year iron rule reign, he killed up to 1.5 to 2 million of his own citizens. This country now is not dominated by a communist dictatorship. No, it is actually a kingdom. It is a kingdom in Asia, I'll say that much. It's a kingdom in Asia, home to amount of 16, 17 million people here. So I want to know the language or the country of origin in which this cover of Proud Mary hails from.
Wilds.
Country that had a horrible dictator as their most famous export, yep. I guess yep. you could say.
Might I say he was in the news, that name, for something political.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if someone got called him.
If we don't get it, then I might give it. I think I know what it is.
Yeah, I think you do, too.
Yeah. 855-839-1210. Get in, and we're sending you off to Scott Jennings, Dom Giordano, Cast of Thousands, 6 days from now. 855-839-1210. By the way, the Dom's Money Melody each day is brought to you by a great new sponsor, the Navy League of Philadelphia. I want you to join me for the Army-Navy game on December 13th at the Manayunk Brewery. You'll get prizes along with great food and drink specials throughout the game. Tickets are just $15. The Navy at NavyLeaguePhilly.org, NavyLeaguePhilly.org. All proceeds go to the Navy League Philadelphia to support our local Sea Service members. Know them back all the way at WWDB. I'm going to be interviewing during the game, the play-by-play.
Oh, wow.
I pretty much favor Navy. At least they got something I know about. Army is just, I don't know anything. So I'm probably going to go with Navy. Henry might coach me up on this. And he's welcome to come by and offer commentary there. Just don't get too crazy. So this is at the Manayunk Brewery. Great time. Tickets, NavyLeaguePhilly.org. All right.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, so we have an Asian country here and proud Mary. What is the country or language? Here's your clue.
Brutal dictator no more. It's a kingdom now.
That's right. And I think I didn't even ask you. I think I know it. Yeah. And it was in the news again during the last election cycle. Let's go to Bill in Philadelphia. What's the country or language, Bill?
Yeah, would that be Cambodia?
Nice.
Yes, it would be. And it was in the news, Henry, again, because of the idiot in Virginia who said it's Pol Pot or Hitler.
Right.
And you only have, and the third guy, you only have two bullets. You hit both in his head, the political opponent. Jeez. Pol Pot in the news. 4 years. My God, that's a lot. People kill. Just amazing for
insane.
A country. Yeah, yeah.
And insane. It's only, a country of only 17 million right now.
Yeah. So wow. Exactly. And that's what this guy wanted to do. Oh, no, not Pol Pot, not Hitler. You get the two shots. And he's the attorney general, not just a politician, but the guy at the law. It's incredible that that went on. So, Bill, you're the winner. And Bill will be seeing us 6 days from now at the Great Colonial Theater with Scott Jennings. We'll see about Scott Jennings' hair. It's real. I can tell you that. I'm not having
definitely
a guy
real.
Without the real hair. Definitely real. And is Dan and Dawn really going to do some Botox they think is non-invasive? The whole idea of Botox is to be invasive.
Yeah, non-invasive Botox.
Yeah,
is
that's
just
what
in
Dawn
the air?
Said. Yeah, I don't, yeah.
Just
they're going to spray something? Yes. I'm interested in some hair guy coming in. Yeah, that's fine, but not that.
Head to Turkey for some hair surgery?
Yes. So it'll be a great night. 1210WPHT.com. That's how you get your tickets. And the meet and greet, you get the book. Tomorrow I should have the book in hand. I'll tell you a little bit more about it. You get Scott Jennings. You get all of us backstage for a full hour. You meet Talk Radio 1210 and the Christmas ornament, which I haven't seen yet. But it's these politics and pints are fabulous nights. All right. So the Somali thing is going to keep on going. And notice the Afghan thing. Yes, we had this horrific attack, etc. But what the Somalis have been doing, and Ilhan Omar is one of the top three members of the squad. By the way, I think the woman from Massachusetts is not dramatic and obnoxious enough. They should tag out Presley and tag in who, Henry, would take her place in the squad. Jasmine Crockett.
Did she qualify now?
Oh, my God, yes. I think Jasmine Crockett could hold her own with Tlaib and Omar easily.
I don't know.
Yeah. And AOC is still the king. Now, here locally, it's the dean of decency, the Houlihan, who I think has moved into second place in obnoxiousness, Mary Gay Scanlon. I don't know who the fourth is. They used to have the blonde woman, Susan Wilde from Lehigh. Mm-hmm. Who would qualify? What woman in this area? I don't think listeners know too many on city council that would qualify in Philadelphia. Is there one out in the suburbs? I mean, that whole gaggle of progressives that run Delaware County, any one of those women could qualify. But I don't know that there's a standout among females on the left, on the other side of my...
Maybe they've yet to reveal themselves.
Yeah, there haven't been. I mean, that they need another squad member here. There's nobody...
A lot of the elections last cycle went blue.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot.
Oh.
She might even be the captain. Scott Presler's sparring partner.
Oh.
Diane Marseglia.
There you go.
Let's see. I put her ahead of, I put Diane Marseglia ahead of Mary Gay Scanlon. She's not as obnoxious as Dean that we know of yet, but she might be ahead of Houlihan. Yes, Diane, pick up that phone. Dom's always trying to help you. Give Madeline Dean a call and say you want to be a member of her local squad, the JV squad, the practice squad. 855-839. They need a fourth. Let's go and get ready on Spotify if you're driving. Your Spotify at the end of the year is going to go up with this man. Let's go to Joe in Exton. He's on brand today. Afternoon, Joe.
Bring up music.
There you go. Hi, Joe.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
My classic couple is Ulysses and Penelope. Ulysses is the man who endures trials and tribulations in an attempt to return to the one true love of his life. Penelope is a woman whose love for her husband is so great that it enables her to patiently await his return to her.
Joe, that's exactly right. I have to have you have a little convo with Dan sometime to tell him about reading the Iliad and the Odyssey.
We all need schooled.
Thank you, Joe.
Didn't
thank you.
Did you do that in Indiana High School? I had to do that.
Dan says he refuses to read things like Shakespeare in a book. Why would you do? We had an ongoing thing with this. Oh, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Even the best of Shakespeare. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Who reads that? He said, yeah.
It's like the root of all everything we read now is
exactly.
Shakespeare.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to read the original.
Yeah, exactly. All right. We may have to have that debate in the crossover tomorrow.
Oh.
All right. It's 855-839-1210. You get on board. Coming up, Supreme Court had a Jersey case. I want to just give you a little bit with Clarence Thomas. Unmasked, the attorney general from New Jersey. It involves these pregnancy centers. And I'll tell you coming up what New Jersey had to admit, even though they went wild, threatening them and lawsuits and everything else. What is it that Clarence Thomas asked point blank to the, I don't know if it was the attorney general, but the representative, the attorney general was behind going after these. And why in Jersey are they so troubled by them? All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Hit us on the side question too. All-time couple, can you top Penelope and Ulysses? I mean, you talk about on brand, this guy just sits there and they roll out. And when he told us his job was to have parolees get set to go into the office to meet to the parole. This is like, what's my line? I never would have guessed it in a million years. Penelope and Ulysses. Dan. All right, 855-839-1210. You can get on board. By the way, don't forget, this group, you'll have a lot of fun. Army-Navy game. So, Henry, who's favorite? Navy's favorite.
I would think it has to be Navy, but yeah, obviously a very slim margin.
Do they still do the option?
No, actually, both schools have kind of moved away from that in the last few years.
Oh, I wanted to see you to get you in on this, too. Down the hall, this is just, I got to get these guys in here. Down the hall at IP, several of them, at least over the weekend, maybe it's more the weekend hosts, and can't say, yeah, some of them, suddenly the tush push doesn't work. Now, the offensive line may not be doing exactly what they've done, but the concept of the tush push, they look like they did not quite it. They did a little spinoff of it. That didn't work. It is still foolproof. Are you kidding me? It's the one play in football where there's no parity unless these guys are not as good anymore. Maybe it is.
Yeah, I think, yeah, the line being beat up a little bit. And I listen to what like Saquon says a lot and just how the execution just on offense generally isn't there.
Right.
So I'm sure that also plays a part in it, that they're just not doing in practice well enough. You know, you practice the way you play. So if you're not having strong practices, you're not going to have strong games.
Right.
And it seems to be like, yeah, if the Eagles aren't 100%, you know, both physically and, you know, mentally there, it's a beatable play. That's all. I think eventually, you know, defenses catch up to these plays. It is an unbeatable play, or at least it was. I think slowly everyone's been inching in what ways to stop it, especially if the Eagles are hurting right now. Yeah, it's gonna look more.
All right, so this comes back to, again, let's have freedom here, not parity, and things will somehow or another come out.
Yeah.
I could live with that. Yeah, instead of communism, where we take it away because we can't defeat it. Yes. We'll see if they go away from it. See, I see big picture with this. 855-839-1210, though. That's how you get on board with Dom and Henry and Kirk today on Talk Radio 12.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Tom
Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, this has just landed. Henry, if you turn to Mediaite, the real Josh Shapiro. Oh, not the darling of all these pundits, the shows I'm on and Channel 6 and all that. Give me that in a moment. But I mentioned yesterday Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas unmasking New Jersey, their solicitor. These pregnancy centers, who are they bothering? Women go there for counseling. They aid and abet them and try to help them financially and other ways to do what? To carry the child to term, thinking that this is a short-lived impulse maybe toward abortion. They try to help them pass that. Well, they have so viciously gone after the pregnancy centers that it has ended up in the Supreme Court. And Thomas asked the simple question, and the answer was no. Were there complaints about them? Like, who is it that's filing complaints against the pregnancy centers? And the answer was nobody. It was the state of New Jersey. Why? You know exactly why they're going after them. Now, maybe it's not for everybody. Maybe you think this is something that women should not submit. Whatever you want. It's a free country, though. Maybe not in Jersey. And guess who's on board with going after them? Of course, Mikey Sherrill, the new governor. It's endless, endless, endless. So if you have freedom to have an abortion, it's constitutional in Jersey. Shouldn't you have freedom with these crisis centers to get somebody in your corner that sees it a different way? Apparently not in New Jersey. Now, we know that Josh Shapiro was the guy that people thought Kamala Harris should pick to win Pennsylvania. Instead, she picked Walz. So an Atlantic writer, and I'll have more on this tomorrow when I get the full thing. An Atlantic writer relayed to him what Harris said in her book before it came out, apparently, about how he was measuring the drapes and he was going to be in charge and all this. How he was selfish, petty, and just, even for people at this level, maniacal. Meaning driven, that ambitious. I would say he is the most maniacal, in my view, from afar, of anybody I've ever seen to be president. And that's saying something. When you're around this, I don't know, Henry, in your course of working, I don't know if you've been around any of this, but when you're around it and see it, I marvel at it and think, wow, calm down. Don't do the same thing with radio as these guys do with the presidency. There's a tendency there. But Shapiro, the Atlantic writer, said, wavered back and forth before fits of rage and exasperation. He was exasperated trying to tell her what Harris was all about. He said, I mean, she's trying to sell books and cover her blank, Alberta reported. Well, maybe I shouldn't say cover her blank. I think that's not appropriate. See, this is the guy. Deep down, he is a maniac. But then he caught himself in like a nanosecond. Uh-oh, this reporter is going to report that I said that about Harris. So in the end, should Harris have picked for their side Shapiro? I used to say it's a no-brainer. He might have won Pennsylvania, maybe. But then you can see they couldn't put up with him. So what is this guy really like? Well, we know the people I bring on that actually are in Harrisburg and have dealt with him. But the Philadelphia Inquirer, the pundit class, and all these others, he's a moderate. He's a guy that just wants to make things better. He's good at basketball. All doubtful. All beyond doubtful. And a guy who apparently, according to news reports, has refurbished his actual home, not the mansion, of up to $1 million that will stay with the value of that home after he leaves. Now, I want him to be protected. But I want him, when attacked by a maniac because of Gaza, tells the world that's what it was about. And I wanted to know, as a taxpayer, how in the world did the state police let that guy get there and get away? He didn't want to do either one because it's not part of the grand plan. That's why this race with Stacey Garrity is so important. Of course, winning is the first thing, but at least getting the world to see a little bit more what this guy is really all about. So this Atlantic article, for the first time I remember anybody pulling back the curtain a little bit here and essentially saying he was all the things that the real insiders say he is. And believe me, I've jousted with them at an event. I was kind of hamstrung. I mean, what are you going to do? Ro has me there at a charity auction for a friend of hers at the Elmwood Zoo.
Yeah.
I told her. She said, oh, come on. First thing I'm going with, if he bothers me, is the hype. Right away, I got four standing things in my mind. First thing, that's what he gets. That's what he deserves. You don't bother a guy doing an auction.
You can't.
At the Elmwood Zoo. No. You want to bid, Josh? I can't see you back there. I love this. This now the Atlantic turning on him on the whole thing with Kamala Harris and her book. Look, he knows that he's better at this than Kamala Harris, but he can't say it because he's a Democrat and he's a white male. He also has to camouflage his faith in a lot of ways because he's got an anti-Semitic wing that's growing of his party. So what does he do? Well, he's got these sycophants in the media that just think he has to be president. All right, let me go. Joe's got an interesting one. Let's go to Joe in Columbus, New Jersey. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. Dom, from your previous segment had to do with the Venezuelan boats. I am learning lately, I haven't perfected the practice, but I'm learning that I no longer have any obligation to educate a liberal. So the sole simple fact that they have more pressing questions back to us than they have for their own guests and interviews.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done. They want to educate with their they want to be educated with their innate questions and follow up after follow up. I'm done. It's not my responsibility to raise you. So,
well, I hope you say that to Scott Jennings when we're talking in the backstage, Joe, about Dylan Douglas. Who knows by that point what the feud may bring us?
Well, let's give it a shot. Don, yeah. My side answer is or was a father and son duo.
Okay.
I think they lived in Jersey, but I know they set up shop in Cherry Hill. And they brought the NFL well beyond Sunday. The father started off as a photographer.
Right.
The son built an empire as a videographer. And if it wasn't for them, I don't think we would have ever been able to continue to see the Immaculate Reception or the various Hail Marys by the Dallas Cowboys. And that was Ed and Steve Sable.
Yeah, and the father was the pioneer, but the son is the guy that put the sizzle in. Second to none. He's the sizzle of the NFL.
He brought it to the next level,
yep.
And I laud him for that. And their shop was right off of 295 in the Cherry Hill area, NFL Films.
Yep, that's a good one, Joe. Outside the box. All right, we have the lightning round next here. You get in at 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless just push #1210. I played this earlier in the show, Henry. This will be cut 29. It's so good, though, talking to Joe's point about some people that, well, this guy's obvious progressive. Corey DeAngelis, Mr. School Choice. He really is. Love that guy. Our guest. He saw this on a Zoom, a teacher conference. Listen to this teacher's union member trying to say, well, it's simple. All this fuss about boys playing in girls' sports. He's got the message. Here's how Democrats should message this, and that will stop all of us from saying, are you crazy? In fact, one of Jennings' biggest sayings is, you're saying men in the locker rooms, girls' sports, and playing them, et cetera, or boys, how could I take you seriously on any other issue? You've completely lost credibility. Here's this guy, though. He knows a way out.
is about K-12 sports, like school sports, not Olympic athletes that have been training and specializing since they were two. This is about public school sports. So, like, making sure that that messaging is also very clear, that it's not the professional level sports that you're, like, hearing about on the news that we're talking about. We're talking about middle school volleyball.
All right, there's the messenger. Put that guy out there. Why didn't they think, ah, we're talking middle school volleyball? Now, Henry, I know your sense of competition. This guy set you off.
Yeah, it's such a ridiculous thing. Yeah. Oh, no other competitions matter because it's not at the highest stage, and only the 0.00001% get to compete.
Yeah, and the fact that there are girls, and this is the outlet, what the greatest invention the last 30 years, women's sports, giving them that outlet. This guy's diminishing all. Does he think I might not say that to him? If we could find this guy.
Again, these are the. I just think people who say things like this never played sports in their entire lives.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, listening to this guy, too. That's exactly it. If Corey DeAngelis could identify him, I may ask him. I'd love to get him on. I'll just turn the thing off, let him say that, and then we'll have a debate. And again, what it does with people that are not overly political, they get nuts, to your point. You must have never played sports. You don't get the beauty of sports. You don't get what it's about. It's much more than just watching your pro sports team. It's about actively participating at the high, at your best and competitive. And these girls are ferociously competitive. All right, 855-839-1210. Get in. It is time for the lightning round. We'll get a winner today on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Yes, we do. All right. All-time power couples, all-time couples. We've had great ones today. Coming off what just is bubbling up now, now that Dylan Thomas has jumped back in and said that, oh, Scott Jennings, that guy's kind of creepy wanting to take my mom to a seafood restaurant.
Not that creepy.
Yeah, creepy.
I agree.
I don't know. We'll be asking Scott about that, of course, at Politics and Pints Tickets. 1210WPHT.com. Alan in Hamilton. All right, Alan, who's yours?
Prima and Keeley Smith, Old Black Magic. They sang that. They were right on.
Okay, boy. He's on brand, too. Alan, every time from Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
A bit obscure, but on brand. He's got it. Not quite like Penelope and Ulysses, though.
Yeah, I need more explanation there, Alan.
Yeah, exactly. More. Yeah, Drew and Upper Darby. All right, Drew, who do you have?
Hey, Dom, thank you. Hey, Dom, like, though this Hollywood couple have been with each other well over 40 years, I don't think they ever got married.
Right.
And it's not so much their power, it's their longevity that's impressive. And that's Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn.
That is a very good one, and it's what, Kate Hudson, and who else? Is there another sibling or somebody there?
Carrie, right?
Carrie.
The Americans?
Ah.
Carrie Russell.
Oh.
No, it's his daughter, right?
I think so.
Yeah. It's good. Carrie Russell's Kurt Russell's daughter?
Yeah.
Wow, she looks older. Could she be his daughter?
Well, I don't think it's with Goldie Hawn is the thing.
Yeah, but I mean, age-wise, she looked like she could be his wife.
Oh, wait, never mind. I completely made that up.
I was going to say, that's a little bit
wild. I thought that was true.
We'll have to call up the Douglases and ask them about that. Yes. See if Scott, hey, Scott, great show tonight. You're going to be backstage. How about if we get you on with Zeta Jones? I can provide that. Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Zenos. Hey, Zenos, what do you have today?
What do I have, Don? The two power couples, and I want to make one thing. The two power couples in Greek mythology was Zeus and Hera. And Joe from the, you know, Joe, he had a good one, but everybody makes his name wrong. His name is not Ulysses. It's Odysseus. And that's what we Greeks, you know, they've changed, you know, names around. Just like they did with my father. His name is Alexander, not Alejandro. The prophet.
Wow.
Oh,
my God. Oh, Joe tomorrow. Joe, you can fire back.
Yeah,
shots fired here.
Exactly
Joe,
right.
Byzantine Empire right now. Get your librarian ready. All right, Kirk, who do you like?
So I'm going to go with Jane because that one just cracked me up
royally.
Okay. Oh, yeah, right out of the box.
Right out of the box.
Yeah, about Clooney being handsome and that's Henry.
Like, I liked Robert with Mark Anthony and Cleopatra.
That was
Joan
a great
Columbus
one.
With the Sables and Zeno's at the end there.
I'm going to go with Jane today.
All right.
Yeah, let's put Jane into the hat. It was a heck of a call right out of the box. Mm-hmm. All right, Rich Cioli's next. We'll do it all again tomorrow. Don't forget, get those tickets. Scott Jennings, the Douglases, only in America. Get those tickets now. 6 days away, Politics and Pints, 1210WPHT.com, 1210WPHT.com. Rich is next. Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.